Educate. Drive positive change for people with disability through education and advocacy. Throughout 2023-24, PWDA continued to strengthen its Strategic Projects and Training Division. Strategic Projects and Training. In line with PWDA's strategic plan pillar, Educate, PWDA's training and project work ensures that government, business and the broader community benefit from the lived expertise of people with disability and gain greater knowledge and awareness of disability rights and inclusion. This year, the team worked to identify projects, partners and opportunities that align with our vision and purpose and which look to make a positive impact to the lives of and address issues related to the rights of people with disability. Organisations we supported and or partnered with this year include Westpac, Australian Digital Health Agency, ADHA, New South Wales Treasury, Department of Finance, Settlement Services International, SSI, Department of Defence, Georges River Council, Whingy-Caribee Shire Council, University of South Australia, Australian Turf Club, Housing Plus, Barnardos Australia, Orana Support, Mission Australia, Good Shepherd, and Federal Circuit and Family Court of Australia. Image. PWDA trainer Janelle Manns presenting at the 2024 Independent Support Worker Summit. Advancing Women with Disability in the Workplace. The Advancing Women with Disability in the Workplace Project, Advancing Women Project, aims to increase representation in leadership roles, increase workforce participation, and improve safety in workplaces for women with disability. The project is funded by the Women's Leadership and Development Program, WLDP, which is administered by the Australian Government Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet's Office for Women. Since the project launched in 2023, PWDA has conducted extensive research, speaking with hundreds of women and gender-diverse people with disability to identify the barriers they face in accessing work and decision-making opportunities. The data collected has been used by the project's expert advisory and co-design panel to progress the development of its educational and mentorship programs. In March 2024, Westpac signed on as the pilot partner for the Advancing Women Project. As part of this pilot program, PWDA developed a 20-week e-learning mentorship program set to launch with Westpac next financial year. This program will create shared learning experiences between mentors and mentees through an accessible, interactive online platform. PWDA extends our gratitude to Westpac as our pilot partner. By participating in this initiative, Westpac is showcasing how businesses can significantly and positively influence social change. We also acknowledge the women and gender-diverse individuals from the Advancing Women Expert Advisory and Co-Design Panel. Their continuous support in the research and design of the training and mentorship program has been invaluable. Their voices, stories and contributions have shaped the 20-week mentorship pilot program into a meaningful initiative that strives to create safer workplaces for women with disability. Building Access Project. Building Access to include people with disability. The Building Access for Women with Disability to Domestic and Family Violence Services Project, Building Access Project, is funded by Women New South Wales under the Domestic and Family Violence, DFV, Innovation Fund. The project seeks to make domestic and family violence services more accessible to women and children with disability. Originally funded in 2017, the Building Access Project was granted an extension to continue its important work across the 2023-24 financial year. This year, leveraging the findings from the Building Access End of Project Report, published in November 2023, the team focused on developing impactful training and education for DFV service providers in Western New South Wales to enhance access for women and children with disability in this region. The report revealed that women and children with disability encounter significant barriers when accessing DFV services. Alarmingly, 57% of women interviewed had avoided seeking support due to negative past experiences, including dismissal, discrimination, and further harm. The report demonstrated that inclusive policies and practices produce better outcomes for women with disability, both as staff and clients of DfV services. These policies, along with accessibility audits and disability awareness training, build an environment of attitudinal accessibility. The Building Access Project delivered training sessions in Mudgee, Dubbo, Orange, and other central locations, reaching a wide range of DfV services across Western New South Wales. These sessions were facilitated by women with disability who have experienced DfV. Following the project's success over the past year, the New South Wales Government Department of Communities and Justice, DCJ, has announced its continued support for the Building Access Project into the next financial year. A quote from The Haven. "It built passion and awareness in the team. That was the value of the training. Meaningful accessibility wouldn't have happened if we didn't have the training from Building Access and all of the learnings from processes and policies in the Disability Inclusion Action Plan, and the systems built from being part of the project." End quote. Talk Up. The primary objective of Talk Up is to help Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples with disability understand their legal rights and advocate for themselves in legal situations. This is done through the development of educational resources. Funded by the Australian Government Department of Social Services, DSS, Talk Up was a consortium project delivered in partnership with First Peoples Disability Network, FPDN, and the Australian Centre for Disability Law, ACDL. Talk Up concluded in April 2024. Building on the success of prior consultation sessions delivered in Mount Druitt, 2022, and Dubbo Wellington, 2023, the Talk Up team held its final community consultation session in December 2023 at Jubalum Village near Tabulum, New South Wales. During this session, the Talk Up team had yarns with community members about legal issues affecting them. The Talk Up resources received positive feedback, with community members saying these resources had a place in their community and could be useful. PWDA would like to acknowledge our consortium partners, First Peoples Disability Network, FPDN, and the Australian Centre for Disability Law, ACDL, for their contributions and commitment to this project. Australian Digital Health Agency. This year, PWDA continued to work with the Australian Digital Health Agency, ADHA, to improve accessibility and inclusion capabilities across the agency. PWDA provided advice to enhance accessibility, raise awareness of the services, and significantly lift engagement with the ADHA and its offerings by increasing people with disabilities' confidence in using the ADHA's digital health tools. Another focus was to increase the understanding of the needs, barriers, and enablers in the design and use of the agency's digital health technologies. Through consultations with our community, PWDA developed a range of accessible resources for the ADHA, including easy-read information sheets. We look forward to continuing our work with the ADHA and making a positive impact on people with disabilities' access to digital health technologies. Training. 47 sessions delivered to over 1,800 people. All PWDA trainers are people with lived experience of disability. Over the past 12 months, we saw demand for PWDA training continue to grow and come from a wide range of stakeholders. While PWDA's disability confidence training remains a popular choice for many organisations, we continue to experience an increasing number of requests for PWDA to deliver customised training sessions tailored to specific challenges and needs of organisations. A key focus for the PWDA training team this year was updating the suite of PWDA training materials available. This included updating existing content to ensure we remain current, relevant, and of the highest quality, while also developing new training materials and programs. In response to changing preferences of clients and the COVID-19 pandemic, we have continued to expand our e-learning offerings. Our clients and stakeholders also continue to appreciate and request face-to-face sessions, resulting in our lived experience trainers delivering sessions across the country. We also commenced the development of our Learning Management System, LMS, to assist with the expansion of our e-learning courses. Having our own LMS will ensure we can meet the growing demand from both organisations and individuals who wish to access PWDA workshops and training courses on demand. This year, PWDA delivered training to organisations, including large government departments, such as the Australian Government's Department of Social Services and Department of Finance, local councils, with growing demand from rural and regional areas, community organisations, service providers, and individual businesses. Recognised for our expertise, we also saw an increase in inquiries and requests for advice and support. This saw PWDA expand our products and service offering, including Disability Inclusion Action Plans, DIAPs, and saw our team join a range of reference groups, advisory bodies, and industry committees, and deliver presentations at several conferences and summits. Central to the development and delivery of our content are people with lived experience. We thank all our PWDA trainers, members, and staff for generously sharing their experiences. Quote, "The facilitator was fantastic, very engaging, personable, and generous in sharing his lived experience as a person living with a disability." End quote. Training and Facilitation Case Studies. Centre for Volunteering, AU, and SSI E-Learning Module Initiative. PWDA trainer and facilitator Janelle Manns was a subject matter expert disability consultant and volunteer ambassador for the Volunteer Voices, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion and Belonging Initiative, launched on the Volunteering AU website. This project promotes inclusive practices in volunteer programs. In response to the significant decline in volunteering across Australia since the COVID-19 pandemic, Settlement Services International, SSI, funded by the Australian Government Department of Social Services, partnered with the New South Wales Centre for Volunteering to develop online training e-learning modules for volunteer-involving organisations, VIOs. The e-learning modules focus on the experiences of diverse communities, including First Nations people, newcomers, people with disability, and younger and older Australians. They address barriers to volunteering and offer solutions to enhance engagement with Australia's diverse community. The e-learning modules are available as free resources for volunteer managers and the general public on the New South Wales Centre for Volunteering website. The Rights Path Project. PWDA is also collaborating with Settlement Services International, SSI, on the Rights Path Project, TRPP. The project, which develops resources in Vietnamese, Khmer, Punjabi and Urdu, aims to strengthen NDIS participants' understanding of their rights and the quality of service they should receive. It also helps participants learn how to lodge a complaint about unsatisfactory services and guides NDIS service providers to meet their obligations under the NDIS Quality and Safeguarding Framework. The project encourages collaboration among service providers, fostering best practices in promoting participants' rights and improving feedback and complaints processes. Central and Eastern Sydney Primary Health Network, PHN. In 2023, PWDA delivered a series of disability confidence training workshops for the Central and Eastern Sydney Primary Health Network, PHN, as they prepared to develop their first Disability Inclusion Action Plan, DIAP. The training provided 100 delegates from the PHN with a foundational understanding of inclusion, access barriers, and disability rights. Across 5 days, PWDA hosted a 2-hour workshop each day. The workshops were led by a PWDA trainer with lived experience of psychosocial disability, allowing participants to explore relevant scenarios and ask questions in a safe and supportive environment.